talk.
I mean, you have raised, this was raised also this morning, and you have raised the procedural issue that the decision was broadened by adding Article 4, Paragraph 1, and that therefore you were not given formally the possibility to comment on this and to have your views taken into consideration before the Implementation Committee officially tables their proposal for the MOP. I must say that the Vice Chair of the Implementation Committee has given explanations that this is not an enlargement of the petitum of the grounds. This was already there. She has explained that. And moreover, I would like to say that during the Bureau meeting where Belarus is represented, the point was made by Belarus. And after the Bureau meeting, in reaction to this proposal from the Implementation Committee, Belarus has sent views in writing, which were shared with the Bureau, the Implementation Committee, the bodies of the Convention, and which were also distributed to several member states to let them know about your views. Therefore, de facto, the possibility for you to react on this, I put this in inverted commas, a new ground, which for the Implementation Committee is not a new ground, you had the possibility to react on this. You have sent a submission. This was considered by the Implementation Committee. You got a reply in writing by the Implementation Committee. This is in the documents of the MOP, their reply in writing, which replies to this procedural issue that that you are raising. And therefore, there is no such issue for the current case. Now, if for the future we want, as a matter of principle, to say that in cases the petitum, the scope of the grounds is enlarged, and this is something that we acknowledge in the MOP as something that can happen in the future in other cases, and for these specific cases we need to respect the rights of defense, to give the possibility to the country concerned to formally react before the Implementation Committee formally finalizes, I am ready to have this discussed under agenda item 5 to establish a practice in the future which will enable this to be taken into consideration. And last but not least, I will give immediately the floor to Belarus. I wanted to say that for the 2020 MOP in December, unfortunately, the deadlines are such between the working group and the last implementation committee meeting and the finalization of the documents that such a process, additional process of additional consultation will not be possible because the time will not allow this. And last but not least, the country members of the Implementation Committee had agreed that if the chance is given to the countries concerned to express their views in the course of the, let's say, the development of a file, they wouldn't think it is necessary to establish another procedural step of another formal consultation to be taken into consideration. Belarus has the floor, and then Norway.